Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a charge from you guys on my account, and I did not purchase anything from you.
Alrighty, well, we are a third-party call center that do stand in for online merchants. I do have to pull an account to see what company is billing. May I have your zip code, please?
Well, the company that charged me is out of Florida. My zip code's out of South Carolina.
I need a zip code to pull up an account in order to see what company is charging you, because we're a third-party call center.
Tennis Jewelers. The zip code on there. Is 10 Jewelry Ultimate. Their zip code is 33322.
No, ma'am, not their zip code, your zip code.
Mine's 29486.
29486. And your first
and
last name.
What call center are you with?
Except we're a third-party call center, so we service multiple online merchants.
What
That's why I said I have.
I work for one.
Can't disclose the name of our call center, ma'am. All right, and the first and last name, so I can access an account for you.
I don't have an account. That's the point.
If you're being billed, you more than likely have an account.
I don't have an account because it's a fraudulent charge.
All right, ma'am. Then I can't do anything if I can't pull up an account.
Then I'll call my bank and report fraud and report your call center because I can look it up by based on the 855 number.
All
since
right,
you won't
ma'am.
Give me that
information.
And I'll report
fine.
You guys under Business Bureau.
I can't give you any information without pulling up an account for the simple fact we're a third-party call center that's standing for multiple online merchants. So if you purchase something online, I would not know what company it is. Your account doesn't automatically pop up.
Well, that's what I'm telling you, which company it is.
The company doesn't show up on your bank statement. A third party shows up on your bank
statement. Really? Because it gave me the name of the company and everything.
Okay, but that still doesn't help. Even if you go to the bank, they're still going to tell you to call us because you have to cancel the account so you won't be billed anymore.
No, because my bank is the one who alerted me to the fraudulent charge.
All right, ma'am. Well, there you go. You can do it your way, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support.